The Occupy movement continues to grow and flourish here in the Bay, as so many other places around the country. There's a month of action around education being organized for March. And at the first planning meeting last week, they had representatives from, I think they said, 19 different campuses and high schools around the Bay Area. Plans are also in the works for a massive shutdown Wall Street West in the financial district of San Francisco on January 20th. I'm going to be trying to bring you diverse women's voices from the Occupy movement each week, and I begin now with some sounds from last week's port shutdown in Oakland.
I'm with Lauren Riott of the Feminists and Queers Against Capitalism block here at the port, and so just tell me why you're out here.
I'm out here to take a stand against a system of capitalism that disproportionately affects women and people of color, queers, trans folk, and we definitely bring the fun. I think the folks that I've been working with to put together the Feminist Queer Block, like a lot of them have been these like beautiful voices for a joyful movement. We can have our righteous anger and we can take a stand, and we can also do it in a way that's fun and exciting and invites other people to participate and find a sisterhood and brotherhood with us.
And why is shutting down the port a feminist action to take?
Well, there are a lot of reasons that this port affects women. For starters, they ship in, jobs are exported so that they can ship in garbage that's manufactured by slave labor, which primarily affects women and children in the global south. Additionally, when that merchandise comes back to the Bay Area here, it's distributed to stores. Much of it is toxic. It poisons children. It contributes to a system of consumerism. It lowers the wages here, and so women are working more hours for less pay while trying to pay for childcare for their kids. And I'm a mother, so I'm probably going to focus on the mother issues here.
My name is Toby Blome, and I'm with Code Pink, and I'm here at the shutdown of the port day in support of Longshoremen Union struggle up in Longview, Washington, and also in support of Occupy, who's really helping to get this country active again. It's been a long time waiting, and I'm so excited about the movement that's happening in this country, and that we do have the power, and we're becoming aware of our power, and it's growing, and I want to be a part of it to end war, to bring economic justice to this country and around the world. So
it's really great to be smashing capitalism with a bunch of queers and feminists and not getting our heads beaten in front of the cops for this moment.
And why is it a feminist thing to do to be out here blocking the port?
Because capitalism destroys the lives of like women and gender nonconforming people and queers and trans and two-spirit people across the world. And we want something that's better than that, basically.
What's your name?
My name's Leah Lakshmi Piyapshna Simarsinghe.
And where do you live?
I live in South Berkeley.
My name is Ray Avalea. I'm an organizer with Code Pink Women for Peace. And I'm out here this morning because I think that if as justice makers and peacemakers, we need to be as serious about disrupting business as usual as the lawmakers and the Wall Street bankers are about injustice. And I think it's incredibly inspiring that hundreds of people are showing up at 5:30 in the morning before dawn to take real action. I'm sick and tired of marching in the streets on weekends, and I think it's about time that we disrupt the system and create more justice.
A lot of union leaders have come out and denounced this action. The unions have been pretty good allies in the Occupy movement. So my question is, why is it strategic at this time to do something that will create a rift between us and parts of the labor movement?
Personally, I would say I felt very conflicted about whether or not to come out today, and reading the interview with Clarence Thomas really solidified in my mind the need to come out, and I really trust him as a veteran, labor organizer. It's really important to honor and work in solidarity with the unions, especially at the ports, but we have to be cautious not to give them too much veto power, because we know that often unions nationally are in the pocket of the Democratic Party. And I remember going to Washington, D.C. a year ago for the One Nation rally and being very excited about the possibility of creating an alternative to the Tea Party. And that movement of led by the unions was co-opted into turning out the vote for Democrats in the election. And I think that if this movement, Occupy movement, gets co-opted by the Democratic Party, we're in big trouble. We need systemic change that goes beyond the parties and represents the people.
I'm Talia Cooper. I'm from Oakland, and I'm the director of JICA, Jewish Youth for Community Action. I'm here in support of the workers and workers' rights, and also to be in solidarity with the whole West Coast. I think it's really beautiful to have a movement that's just inspired people and brought people out from all over, and to have a common language and a common goal.
Warm April showers and cold moons in autumn. Good friends and good lovers, you know when you've got them. Ripping up the streets while we dance and sing. These are a few of my favorite things.
My name's Denny, and I'm here as a partly as a retired teacher in the schools for 20 years, seeing the services go down and down and down, and families in more and more need, and then seeing the support being pulled from the schools even more. It's enraging.
And why shut down the port?
Well, the port is a symbol of wealth that's not being distributed to the people who need it in the city of Oakland and in the Bay Area in general, in San Francisco, the same kind of thing with the hotel industry, industries that take in money and don't give back to the community.
I'm Christina Lim, and I am here today because I am part of the 99%. I am here for all of those who have their lives hurt and destroyed by capitalism, who've had their water poisoned, their homes foreclosed on, their jobs dry up, children not getting the quality of education they need, not having health care. I've been living in Ecuador for the last 3 months, and Occupy reached Ecuador just like everywhere else. We had Occupy Quito.
How come you volunteered to be standing here alone and freezing at the BART station while everybody else marches to the port?
Occupy needed someone to stand at BART and direct people to where they were needed on picket lines at the port. With all organizing and all movements, there needs to be people who are not only doing the exciting things, but also the more mundane, and all of them contribute to making a successful movement.
Lockdowns and teachers and resets and blockades, joining with others to fight for a new day, jumping all over the patriarchy. These are a few of my favorite things.
This is Women's Magazine here on KPFA 94.1 FM and online at kpfa.org. I'm Kate Raphael, and those were some of the women who participated in the Feminist and Queers Against Capitalism block at the Port of Oakland last Monday morning. And I have to say that I did wonder how much of that unglamorous support work is being done by women.